You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
This is SBS Radio.
Reva Chitnis, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Thank you.
It's almost 3 years since Tej just went missing.
That's right.
Anything at all? You know, we had many chats back then. Is there anything new from the police, from the public, from anybody else about his whereabouts?
Nothing at all. Surprisingly, for the amount of media attention and the amount of posters or all the work that we did as parents, as a community, as friends who came to help us, which we continue to do, there's absolutely nothing at all from the police, from anywhere, the police media. A lot of posters are still being put. If you look at Win TV in the country, they're still running the same ads of the missing person. So last 3 years, they're still running the same ad about Tej. So it's been running all over Australia, in the country. Mm. Not one word from anybody, no sighting, no nothing. And it's sometimes unimaginable that a young man and his car can just disappear.
Yeah. So the car has also not been found. His bank account has not been touched.
No, the car, he's gone with his car, his beloved car, which he probably loved more than anything else. Mm. And yeah, he left with his car on that day, and nothing has been found since.
And he had a substantial amount of money in his bank account. That's never been touched.
No, it's not touched. The reason I know that, because that account was opened by me when he was very little, so it's still linked to our accounts. Mm. So I can still see it. I can't access it, but I can still see it, and nothing has been touched.
With no confirmed sightings at all, I was speaking to Jayanth and he was mentioning something in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales, but nothing has been confirmed.
No,
what is your best guess?
If something like that comes up, we get in touch with the police. So we still are in touch with the detective who has the case at the Boxall police station. Initially, we used to call him, Jayanth used to speak to him every single week. Then it became every fortnight. Now we call them once in a while just to make sure that they haven't forgotten us, because it's easy to forget. And I think our main this thing is that we don't want anybody to forget that they just still missing.
Yeah. How are you coping, you and Jayanth?
We have bad days and we have worse days. I wouldn't say we have any good days at all. But what can we do? We're doing the best we can. And I think the main thing is that we support each other, I guess. And we rely on a lot of family, friends that come around. We still have Tej's friends who come and have dinners with us, I guess. So I always think, when I look at these young men, in 3 years, they've suddenly all grown up. When I sit and look back, I think, God, I wish Tej was here to see what wonderful, wonderful friends he has. Mm. They still keep in touch, which is just amazing, because they were all 21 years old. Now they're 24 years old. And for young men like that to still keep in touch with us is just amazing.
Yeah. And obviously, milestones come and go. There'll be birthdays in the family and, you know, special days that come and go. And of course, they'll be very hard to deal with.
Yes. You know, every day is hard and you think, oh, the birthday is just another day. But when it actually comes around, it is hard. It is really hard on that day. Like, Saturday will be 3 years since Tej is missing. But it was yesterday. We had a few of our really good friends who are our family over here for dinner. So it just makes it easier to have your loved ones around you, I guess.
So how do you rationalize it? How do you continue to live life, knowing well...
I can't rationalize it. They're just speculation and more questions than answers. There's so many questions, no answers. You really cannot rationalize it, because you just... It just keeps going in your head and it just goes on and on. At some point, you have to just stop thinking It'll drive you up the wall otherwise.
So I was just speaking to Jayant, and he was also mentioning that you are still living in hope. How do you keep that hope alive, and what is really the hope?
I think that is the only thing we can do, given that we have nothing. They call it, so there's a lot of study being done about missing persons, and there's so much more awareness already, even in 3 years, or maybe we notice it more. It's called ambiguous loss. And they say that that ambiguous loss is worse than when you have somebody in your family pass away, because at least you grieve and you continue to grieve, whereas this, the not knowing, is worse than anything else. So I think that it is hard. What do you do, though? You have to live, isn't it? Yeah. You've got an older son. He has to live. Everybody has to live their lives. But like I said, one half of our lives has just stopped in time 3 years ago.
Reva, I'm a mother, and I'm sure many of our listeners are parents as well. I don't think we can even imagine what you're going through. So I think I'd only like to pass on our good wishes to you. And
thank you.
We just wish you keep that hope alive and they do come true.
Yeah, I think that's how we survive, by keeping the whole hope alive.
Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you.
SBS Radio.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.